Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning is Cindy Edwards, director of the Hames Center. Cindy, did I mention that we have a no-bopping rule?
Well, you shouldn't play music like this, Rob. This is bopping music.
It's bop-inducing banjo.
I know. I'm getting out of breath, actually.
Bop-inducing banjo from Bela Fleck.
Wow, that's alliteration at its best.
It is. We'll turn it off before we damage the furniture. Cindy, I brought you here this morning for banter, as which you're always guaranteed to deliver. But the ATIA conference, the Alaska Travel Industry Association conference, is happening next week, and it is going to be huge in the town. It's 400 attendees, and we've talked with Tanya Ryu of the SCVB. She's been on the show, and she's talked about how Hames Center and SJ Campus are making this thing happen, and we just wanted to reach out a moment and talk with you about how Hames operations are going to be affected by this thing, because it's enormous. Mm-hmm. And Hames Center is going to be transformed entirely, but I guess you're still sort of making accommodations for the hardcore among us who need to get our workouts in. What's the plan?
That is true. Yeah, they're definitely, because we're creating the Hames Center together as a community, there's definitely a strong, consistent workout group that keeps coming through, which is very important. And so, yeah, we're always trying to create that space for people that they can definitely keep their routine. So for next week, starting on Sunday, will be our first day of the semi-closure, and it'll go through Friday, semi-closure. The things that will be offered at the Hames Center will be all of the classes. They'll all still be happening at full schedule. And then also, we're going to start a 4 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. workout group. Those guys can keep coming, and there's women and men in that group. They can go into the free weight room, and then we're just going to pull out a couple of ellipticals and a couple cardio machines in the upper back deck there. So there's kind of a minimal structure that can happen, but those folks can keep coming, which would be excellent. And then Saturday morning, boom, we're back open again and ready to go.
I had no idea that people like to exercise in the middle of the night, but more power. You obviously have your finger on the pulse of what's happening in town. You think people are going to come at 4 a.m.?
I don't think that, Robert. I know that. There's okay. Already five guys who are like, oh yeah, I'll be there at 4 a.m.
And these guys have like, I heard that the whole construction, Blue Lake Dam project, was contributing workout folks at Hames. These guys don't get enough of concrete and gravel during the day. They got to come lift some iron.
Yeah, well, you look at the exercise science too. Like, there's one thing to sit and run a big crane all day long. Like, you're not really moving, right? So you're exhausted by the end of the day, but you haven't really pushed through all of your, got the endorphins going and getting the brain cleared out. So they really do need that. Everybody does every day, right?
Yeah.
But then there's a whole another group of people who say, you know what? I'm just going to take this week off. I'll do my stuff outside and I'll do it in my living room for the week. And then we're going to add 7 days back onto their membership. So they won't lose that week.
When you said all classes are going to be happening as usual, does that mean the spin classes, the things that were happening in the lobby as well? Is that going to be happening
there? Those are going to be happening back in the racquetball court. Okay. And then we also can have access to the classroom upstairs. So TRX will still be happening. Geo's dance class, for all you boppers out there, will be happening. And judo's still happening. The X camp is still happening. So yeah, all the classes will be running as scheduled and as normal.
Okay. But there is going to be a pretty dramatic transformation of the gym space.
Mm-hmm.
Right? What's going on there?
Yeah, I guess they're putting up big material. It'll be draped like a big convention center. Really awesome equipment that's going to be shooting lights and sound and running big screens. And the banquet is going to be there, the closing banquet on Thursday night. So they're going to make this place convention-y, banquety, lofting, and beautiful.
All right. And there was some conversation at the assembly a couple of weeks ago about the parking lot, and I guess that's been resolved and it's moving forward?
Yes, moving forward fast. As a matter of fact, it's this afternoon. So if you're coming to work out at the Hames Center or Yoga Union or in that parking lot at all, you'll need to park elsewhere or walk or ride, because we're going for it. So the parking lot upgrades will start this afternoon.
All right. Cindy, just in the couple minutes we have left, I want to just maybe remind folks who are relatively new to town and just they think of the Hames Center as this incredibly vibrant institution, but it was just like 2011. It was 2011 that we were talking about tearing the place down.
That is hard to believe. It's a different day, huh?
Yeah, and it's amazing that the community can kind of, I mean, I think you and your husband Brant had a sense that the community wanted a place like Hames for, you know, all the wellness activities, but also, you know, the opportunity to kind of reach out in this kind of extraordinary fashion when called upon, on those rare occasions when you're called upon to reach out, you know, statewide to something like the ATIA. And I think there are similarities there between Hames and Raven Radio. I think we are both there because the community recognizes the importance of certain things that we really are better with than without.
Yeah, it's really true. I feel like it's really creating a sense of family and just a broader scope of family within this community of Sitka. But like, as you're saying, it reaches out. And I think it also inspires people. Yeah, I was just at a conference this last weekend talking about the Hames Center and telling them how it runs. And it's a co-op and it's really a family. And we've raised enough money to build our new roof, honey. And, you know, it really is that. And everyone feels a part of that. And that's a pillar. And I think that need is being met there. But it's the same with Raven Radio. You go outside of Sitka and you talk about how Raven Radio runs and people are like, really? Different people all day long playing different music. It's the volunteer sense and the ownership that gets created. I really think we're very parallel, Hames Center and Raven Radio, because they do become pillars of the community. And as people walk in the door of Raven Radio and say, huh, didn't know this. I can't believe the opportunity here and that I can play a part in this kind of effect on a town. Same with Hames. They walk in and they go, wow, these are my people. I found my place. Like, I think it's stunning. And I think, we're so lucky in this town to have such places of goodness with people that care and want to create a stable, healthy force in this town. I'm honored to be a part of it.
All right. I got to get a tissue just a moment.
I'm serious, Robert Woolsey.
So, Cindy, you're having an epic event next week, the ATIA at Hames. We're having an epic event tomorrow. It's our one-day drive. You can join in tomorrow in the incredible craziness that'll be happening, or you can go online now to kcaw.org and help keep this pillar going. And we sure appreciate what you're doing there at Hames, and thanks for coming in and talking about everything that's going to be going on.
Yeah, well,
there next week.
Well, thank you. You're part of this pillar too. So it takes a village. So everyone, jump in and make it happen.
Village, pillar, community.
You're a wordy guy.
There's another mural here in our future somewhere.
Let's do it.
Cindy Edwards is director of the Hames Center. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Robert. Cindy.